Blog Talk Radio.
Chris Chadwick right here. Let's talk smoke. We're going to let the smoke roll tonight. Give me a hell yeah. All right, guys. I'm excited to be here as always. This is the time that I shine. I love to talk barbecue Wednesday night, 6 o'clock p.m. Central Time right here on BarbecueSuperstars.com, BlogTalkRadio.com. We are in the house. The number tonight to call is the same number as always. You need to write it down, memorize it, know it, dial it, pick up that phone, dial that number, 347-202-0263. That is the number to call in to talk, interact. Let's talk barbecue. Let's talk some smoke tonight. If you don't want to talk smoke, you want to listen to it on the phone, just dial that number. Don't press 1, and you're listening. It's as easy as that. Also, you can go to tvabbq.com, click on the link, and listen to it right there on the Tennessee Barbecue Association website. We are going to have a great show tonight. We are going to talk barbecue. We're going to talk flavor profiles. We've got some special callers calling in later this evening. We have got a dynamite show lined up. We have had some killer shows in the last few weeks, had some awesome numbers, had some great people calling in. As always, we always have a lot of great people calling in. Our numbers are always going up and up and up, and thank you for that. I greatly appreciate it. That's just what it's about. We love to talk barbecue. We love to introduce you, your team, your product. We want to get it out to the world because we are nationwide. We are worldwide. We have got listeners from overseas, across the water. They are listening in. Welcome, welcome, welcome. United Kingdom, Europe, huge over there. It's just the numbers are going crazy. We're getting emails, tons of emails. All types of private messages. You know, we just got it going on, and I just love it. If you're listening in, dial in. 347-202-02 is the number to call. So we'd love to hear from you. We do have a caller in queue. We'll get him in. Keith Webb, Pirate Port, will be in the house just in a minute. We'll cue him in. I do want to start off the show, as always. I do greatly appreciate all my listeners, all my callers. That's what makes the show. We love to talk barbecue. That's what it's all about right here. You and the Q, baby. That's what it is. Give me a hell yeah on that. All right. BarbecueSuperstars.com, Mr. Daryl Mass. This show is brought to you by BarbecueSuperstars.com, a great website. I just can't say enough about it. It is full of information. It has links to thousands of YouTube videos, how-tos, killer competition videos. It is loaded up with information. Also, it has products on it. Everything that you need, anything that you would want, is on BarbecueSuperstars.com. I strongly say this with all sincerity. You need to go check it out because it is a dynamite website. Just can't say enough about it. And that is a fact, Jack. Also, all my sponsors, I do want to thank all my sponsors. I can't talk barbecue without all my great sponsors. We have Green Mountain Grills, which is greenmountaingrills.com. Check that product out. I can't say enough about Green Mountain Grills. I mean, yes, it's a great competition pit. If you want to take it to a comp, it makes life so much easier. But let me tell you, folks, Green Mountain Grill, the Daniel Boone especially, awesome pit. Great on the back porch, great on the back deck, in an apartment. It doesn't take up a lot of room. It's a dynamite cooker. You can cook anything you want to on it. It'll cook from 150 degrees to 500 degrees. It will stay constant. You set it and forget it. It's that simple, that easy. It will turn a backyard patio pitmaster into a competition cook in no time. I mean, it's that good. I do greatly appreciate Green Mountain Grills for their confidence in me to sponsor me. They're awesome pits. Just check them out, guys. Look, watch the videos. Go to greenmountaingrill.com. You will not be sorry. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. I can't say enough about it, but, hey, most of y'all already know what it is. It is a dynamite sauce. Three sauces available as far as competition sauces. Also a mustard sauce. You have the Tennessee Red, the Smoky Mountain, and the original. Three different flavors, three different flavor profiles. Dynamite package right there. Also, Blues Hog Rub, great product there. Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, check it out. You will not be sorry. Junior Reyes, Up in Smoke. Junior's Rub for Grub, another one of my sponsors. This rub here, guys, dynamite. It is on fire. It is winning competitions. And like the slogan goes, out-season the competition. Let me tell you, it will do that. It's great on chicken. It's great on brisket. It's great on ribs. It's great on pork. You can put it in your casseroles. I mean, it's a multi-purpose one kind of rub. It will do the trick, let me tell you. Rub for Grub, Junior's Rub for Grub, Junior Reyes here on Facebook, Up in Smoke, Barbecue Team, all of the above. Check them out. You will not be sorry. Also, Grill Great, grillgrate.com, Mr. Brad Barrett. It's got a dynamite product. It's awesome. It will set you on fire. It is a plate, a grate, sits on top of your unit, Komodo, kettle, regular style grill, smoking pit. You can use it on all the above. Many different sizes, custom fit to your pit. Guaranteed, you will not be sorry. Grillgrate.com, Mr. Brad Barrett, check them out. Tell them Chris sent you. You will not be sorry. Also, Meat Rake. These little tools right here will save your hands, especially if you're used to pulling meat. The rakes come in pairs. They're dynamite. They're multi-use for many things. You can use them many kind of applications, but we use them to bust them big shoulders apart, especially when they're hot. You know what I'm talking about? Two or three pair of gloves doesn't help when it comes to meat rake. You just pull them apart with those rakes. Saves your hands, saves time. It is a, what can I say? It's just a fine product. Check them out, meatrake.com. You will not be sorry about Meatrake at all. I have many sponsors, and I'm greatly appreciative to all of them. They do have dynamite products. You know, if it's not a good product, I'm not going to tell you about it, and that is a fact. One of my other sponsors, Maverick Industries, MaverickHousewares.com. Let me tell you, they've got a full line of barbecue accessories. Check them out, MaverickHousewares.com. Let me tell you, they've got a quick probe in a PN style. It's got a backlit LED display. It's instant read. It is a wonderful piece. The barbecue PT100 is a dynamite thermometer. It is just a quick tip pen. It will work in any kind of application. You can use it at night. No problems trying to see the display. It is backlit and it's bright. It is a good product. I can't say enough about it. I use it at every comp. I will be using it. And just next weekend at my next comp, I'm fired up about that. We'll talk about that in a little while also. But go to MaverickHousewares.com, Maverick Industries. You will not be sorry. All these products that I'm telling you about, folks, are just really phenomenal pieces of barbecue accessories. They have great products. They work really well. I put them to the test. I use them. If I didn't use them and believe in them, I wouldn't tell you about them. That is a fact. But all these products are really dynamite. I'm so thankful to have them on board as my sponsor family. It just makes things so much easier. Guys, you know what I'm talking about. You're looking for sponsors. You have sponsors. You know you want to do everything you can for them. And I do love to spread the word, talk barbecue, eat barbecue, cook barbecue. Barbecue, barbecue, barbecue is what it's all about. Without further ado, we're going to cue Fire Report, Keith Webb in, and see what's going on with Keith tonight. Keith, you're live with us. What's happening, my man?
Hey, man, what's going on?
We have been in a rush all day. Been talking barbecue this morning. We've been talking barbecue at lunchtime. We're talking barbecue again. That's what it's about. You feel what I'm saying?
Always. Barbecue.
Well, are you going to Parrish, Tennessee, Henry County Fair, State Fair barbecue competition? Are you involved with that? You're ready to rock and roll?
I am in. I'm ready to go.
I'll tell you what, guys. I'm ready. I'm ready to go cook. I'm ready to have a big time. The TBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association, will be in the house. We will have a meet and greet Friday evening after our turn-ins. I know we're having a split turn-in on that, and I'm excited about getting two categories out of the way that evening. And then the band fires up, the TBA starts talking barbecue, and we're going to have a great time.
QJ, I'm ready. Long overdue.
Amen. That's a big hell yeah right there, brother. I'm ready too. We have been really busy. Some big news. I do want to go on and get it out there right now. Barbecue Superstars does a Barbecue Superstars morning show every morning. It is live. It is a live video feed right there on BarbecueSuperstars.com. All you have to do is go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. The screen comes up. It's live. You get a live feed. Daryl is in the house doing a live cook show every morning. Well, what's exciting about that is he is going to be live in the house with Chris Chadwick in Hall County doing a live barbecue morning show Monday morning right here. Going to be excited. I'm excited about it. We're going to just let the smoke roll and have a big time. We're inviting Power Report to come in and shine a little bit, and we're just going to have a good time. You ready for that?
Yes, I am. That'll be fun. I ain't seen Daryl in over a year since that first Tupelo you went to.
I know. It's been some time, and It's going to be fun. He's going to be live in the house right here. It's going to be in the Hall County pit. He's going to be broadcasting live. We're going to fire the Green Mountain Grill up and cook something that morning. We're going to talk barbecue, take calls. We're just going to have a big time.
Barbecue, barbecue, barbecue.
I'm telling you, you know, it's what else is there anymore? You know, it's big boys with big boy toys, I guess. I don't know what to say.
That's it. Love it.
Have you got any new flavor profiles, anything special you're going to throw on everybody at the contest this cook?
Probably not, man. I'm gonna play with something a little bit, but I'm gonna try to keep pretty much what I've been doing down. We got a little routine going. That little routine seems to be working. We're gonna keep going that way unless something happens. I'm gonna try a little something, I think, on my ribs maybe, but other than that, I'm gonna kind of keep everything going the same.
Well, I tell you what. You know, I've got to give a shout-out to Danny Kugel, Pitbulls Up in Smoke. You need to check out, go to pitbullsbarbecueschool.com. Check it out. I've just recently got that, and it's a good online class right there, I tell you. But that's Danny Kugel. That's Pitbulls Up in Smoke. That is pitbullsbarbecueschool.com. Check it out, guys. Y'all will not be sorry about that. That is a sweet little set of videos. Got some dynamite recipes on there. I just can't say more about it because I just don't want to spoil all the fun for you. But it's a great little piece. I guarantee you'll like it. But we've been working on that a little bit, trying a few new things out. I'm just excited. I'm ready to go cook, win, lose, or draw. I'm going to go cook, have a good time. We're going to be at TBA full force that weekend. And I'm just looking forward to having a big time.
Cheers, yeah, me too. Been too long since we cooked.
I know. It's August 2nd, 3rd. We will be in the house, Paris, Tennessee. We might even get off a live Friday Night Lights. I don't know yet, but... What we've got to work on next is our Monday morning live barbecue show. It's going to be broadcast right out of Hog County's pit to be where the new pit's going. Daryl Mass will be, Barbecue Superstars will be in the house. We'll have that going, you know. Keith Webb, Power Fork will be there. I don't know, James Bronner. Grilling and Chilling, he might even show up. There's no telling what kind of team is going to show up that morning. Since we're announcing it tonight, there's no telling. Might be standing room only.
It might be. It'll be a good show, that's a guarantee.
Yeah, we'll definitely have fun that show that morning. We'll no telling what all we'll cook that morning. We'll work that out. And it's going live. BarbecueSuperstars.com is where it's going to be. Just click on BarbecueSuperstars.com. It will kick up and show the live feed. I'm excited about it. It'll be fun. We'll get to shine a little more on Barbecue Superstars. That is all right. We will have a great time. That's what it's all about. That's what barbecue's all about. Don't you agree? I mean, we just had a great time. And I'm just looking forward to it. I really am. I'm going to try to fire this chat room up tonight. And... see what we've got.
My laptop took a dump, so I won't be on there.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a constant battle to keep the chat, the computers up, the chat room going, the studio board up. It's constantly it's a full-time clicking job to keep all that rolling at one time. I'm telling you, multitasking is pretty tough, but we're managing to get her going and letting the smoke roll tonight. We're going to have the chat up, maybe. Maybe we'll have a few in the chat room tonight. We're going to try it out and see. We'll see what we can do. and work it that way. Michelle, we've got a few planned callers tonight. I'm not sure who all's going to call in, but hey, we've got some guests supposed to call in. We're going to have a good show like always. It doesn't matter if we have 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 35 callers in queue. We'll make it work. We always have before, and we will continue to let the smoke roll and keep doing it again. We're going to do our barbecue show tonight. We're going to do our barbecue Monday morning live show, live video feed show. We're right there on Barbecue Superstars. We've got a barbecue comp coming up at the end of the week. That's a full week right there. Just get prepared for those.
You ain't kidding.
Not counting work, you know, and work comes into play sometimes. We have to work every day. So working on top of all this is a full load. And then the following week, we will be going to we'll be going to Lubbock, Texas, to the Breast Fest, IBCA Championship Cook, and I'm excited about that. Going flying out and going to hook up with Lance Moore, John Reeves, Cole. We're going to see all those guys. Going to get right in the middle of right in the heart of Texas. Going to cook. Might do some little Tennessee flavor right in the middle of all them Texans. I don't know how it's going to work, but we're going to have one big hell of a time, and I'm looking forward to that, too. Let's see what we got here. We're just going to roll right along. We've got a chat board. Let's see if we've got that up. Nope, no chat yet, so we're working on that. And also, we'll see what we can do here. Keith, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but it's time if you hadn't. We're going to go hog wild tonight, and I'm going to cue that bad boy in. We're going to get fired up, and let's go hog wild. Let me cue that song in right now, and then we will take a quick break, listen to a little tune, and then we'll come back full force. Hell yeah.
All right.
Well, I was born at a party in a barn, with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Too long, me and them city folks couldn't get along. My mama said, you're a destined child. They all know you was born hog wild. So I traveled all over this land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Hell yeah, Hog Wild. Webb, what do you think about that?
Hog Wild, man, that just kind of explains it all right there.
We got to put a little country in it, don't we? You know, we sound so city-fied on this barbecue radio blog talk show. I tell you, I'm just amazed how suave and debonair I sound.
Yeah.
We have a good time right here, guys. You know, the number to call tonight, 347-202-0263. I welcome everyone to call in. We have a real big time right here on the show. We talk barbecue. We talk flavor profiles. We talk whatever, wherever, events, chicken, pork. We talk it all. We love to talk it, and that's what it's all about. You know, we're country. We're proud of it. We have a great time. Hey, maybe we can share some knowledge. Call in 347-202-0263. It's what it's all about. Never know who's going to call in. We've had barbecue stars from all over the country call in. This is, we've been doing it a little over a year and just have a great time with it. We let the smoke roll. We talk barbecue. We just have a big time, don't we, Webb?
Yeah, without a doubt. Every time.
You know, this morning I got up and said, you know, I've got to get some barbecue sauce made. I don't have any. I got up and made a couple gallons. And it took me a little while to make it. Had to make it in small batches because I don't know why it is. If I make small batches, it is fire. If I combine all the batches at one time, it's a different flavor.
Nope. Won't work for me.
There is a difference. I can't explain it. I guess it's the cook time of the ingredients that heat up and combined in small batches. I'm not sure what it is, but there is a difference. I will say that. Can't tell you why. But I did make quite a bit of sauce this morning, and luckily enough, you know, I take it to the store. It's bottled up, and before you know it, one jar's gone, two jars gone, all the jars are gone, and need to make more. So, you know, I don't have any for competition. It's got to be made. It's got to be ready. Yes, I will use my Blues Hog barbecue sauce and my Rub for Grub, but I do like to use my very own Hog County Cookers, let it, the smoke roll rub. And my Hog County sauce, you know, that's a staple. You know, it's homemade, it's old fashioned, and I just roll with that. And my sponsor's products, I'm thankful to have them, and I use them also. So between theirs and mine, it makes for a killer flavor. You know what I mean? You know, you have your sponsors, and you have your own product, and I think a lot of the people have that. And I'm very supportive of all my sponsors, and I appreciate them all. And I still like to do my thing, too. So I think there's a lot of cooks out there that feel the same way.
That pride you take in your own, you know. If you can get a walk using your own stuff, I just, you know, seen that much more.
That's right. That's
right. If you can't
stay,
you know, we gotta have some help here and there, too. So
yeah,
that's where
those
sponsors come in.
And one of the big things about that is, and you know as well as I do, Our product is dynamite. Your product, my product. I mean, it's a fine flavor, and everybody raves over it, and they love it. I don't know about you, but me, I get tired of my same old flavors, my flavors. I get tired of them.
Yeah.
You know, and I just get to where, you know, I need something different. And with all these new products that I have, I mean, that brings in some different flavor profiles, some complexity of flavors. We stage our flavors more differently.
Plus mine, I don't think works good on certain things. I don't think mine works. The base rub I use, I don't think works well with chicken at all. I don't.
Right.
I don't think
right.
It does. It don't really do great with ribs. It can work on that. But I like it on my big meats, you know.
Right.
So
right. Well, I'm the same way. I completely agree. I think a lot of the cooks that's listening, you know, I'm sure they feel the same way. I think we all feel that same way. You know, we're always searching for that perfect flavor. And if we had it, if we had the perfect flavor and we got used to it, we would be searching some more. So, you know, it's never ending. It's a never ending search for flavor profiles and delicious taste, especially on all our categories, all our meats. I love chicken. We've just taken it to so many new levels. It's just crazy. And then sometimes you have to step back and go back to old school ways. You know, you've got to be confident, especially at competitions. You've got to be confident in your product, knowing what you do. Don't second guess. And I'm bad sometimes about wanting to second guess, say, what if I did that? Because I usually cook, I cook how I feel that day. If I feel like doing it this way, that's how I do it. I don't go and stay on a standard routine. And I've been fortunate, you know, in the past years, had a few calls. So, you know, I just kind of cook that way. You know, if I'm checking temps, I might be feeling that meat and prodding it with my finger or something. You know, I'm used to that old school way. And, which all these new accessories and all these great barbecue tools that I have, I love using them. It makes things so much easier, but I still catch myself resorting back to my old school ways too. So, you know, we just incorporate all those different styles, and we come out with over the top killer combination of routines, and that's how we roll. That's how we do it. That's how I do mine. You know, I'm speaking for myself, but I feel like a lot of cooks do that and do that specific way also. I know we have another caller in queue right here, Mr. Webb. We've got Roy Powell of Salt from the Sky Barbecue Team live in the house. We're going to cue Roy in and welcome him to the show. I know we want to talk with Roy a little bit. We've got something special to announce. We want to definitely pull our resources together for Roy and help him out. And I'm going to cue Roy in and welcome him right now. Roy, welcome to the show. How are you doing this evening?
Not too bad, Chris. How are you and Keith doing?
All right.
We're good, man. We're ready. We're proud you called in. We're proud to be here. We're letting the smoke roll. We're talking barbecue. We're talking smoke, as always. And Roy Powell, part of the Q crew. I call him Q crew because these guys are dedicated callers. They're great friends. They're always here. We've got Roy Powell, we've got Keith Webb, we always have Blake Moody in the house. So we've got them from Colorado, Tennessee, Florida, and we've also got Texas callers that call in, some awesome guys that call in. We've got a huge Q crew. And so I'm glad to have you here. I know I noticed this morning on Facebook that you've started a new fundraiser. Something very special, and I'm sure dear to your heart, and it's dear to ours, and we want to help you, Roy, and do all we can, and I want you to talk a little bit about it and tell us what's going on.
All right, thanks, Chris. Well, we started out a fundraiser fund for my daughter, Madison. She's in need of a seizure alert dog. It's kind of like a service dog. That will be trained for alerting and recognizing whenever my daughter will have seizures. For seizures, we think that they're starting to increase more during the night, and her doctor down in Denver recommended us to get one of these dogs, and we had been, you know, in the process of trying to get our insurance to approve it, so we wouldn't have to pay, you know, out of our pocket any, but we got a letter in the mail on Monday that it was denied because it's in one of their exclusions. So now it turns into, you know, into our hands that we've got to come up with the money to fund this dog.
Well, you know, I know we can help. I know we can pull our resources together. We have listeners out there that are great barbecue people, and you know how barbecue people are. They're a big family. And I know for a fact that this little obstacle is not going to be an obstacle. It's not even going to be a hurdle. I know it's going to be taken care of. And I know we've shared your post this morning about your fundraising, the fundraising for this dog, this seizure, recognizing seizures and alerts you, right? That's basically what.
Yeah.
The dog does.
Yep. There's a company that we're going to get the dog from here in Colorado. We have to come up with a down payment. Then once we get the down payment paid to them, they will start training the dog. It's remarkable whenever I talk to the woman here at the Mountain High. I can't remember what the rest of their name is, but they're the ones that does all the training. And it's remarkable how they can go and train these dogs to alert on different medical issues. And we were talking, gave a dog to a woman here on Fort Carson here in Colorado, and it was able to alert her and her family 15 minutes prior to her having a seizure.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Really?
Yep. You know, they have dogs for diabetes people that go into diabetes, you know, shocks every once in a while. They're able to, I guess, certain people with diabetes, they give out a scent, like an odor, and the dogs pick up on that. And that is what the dogs are trained to do, is to pick up on that that scent and to alert, you know, her family or whoever is nearby that, you know, they're getting ready to have an attack. And that's how these seizure dogs work also.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is amazing. That is a wonderful, that is a wonderful asset, a wonderful tool, a wonderful service these dogs provide. You know, it's wonderful service that these trainers actually can train these dogs to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, Roy. What's the best way? I know we've got listeners out there. If they're not listening now, they're going to listen to archives. We have a lot of great people listening to the show. And what's the best way that they're going to be able to help you? How do they need to get in contact with you? We're going to broadcast this over three or four segments of the show tonight, and we'll continue to share it on Facebook. But what's the best way if they want to help? What's the best way to help? How do they need to contact you? Do they need to contact you through Facebook? You tell me what you're doing.
We started up this fund on giveforward.com, and we set it all up to where you can actually go on there. And it's under Madison Seizure Dog Fund, and there's a picture of my daughter, got her name on the picture with her epilepsy awareness ribbon on it. And you can go onto her little fundraiser page, and you can click on the Give Now tab, and you can donate $1, $5, or whatever you want to to it. And you can do it anonymously, or you can do it, you know, put your name on there, or however you want to do it. But that's what we're doing for right now. You can go to there, or you can go to my actual Facebook page, Roy Powell, and there's a link that you can click on my Facebook page that actually goes to her page, and you can give that way.
Okay. All right. And if they don't do the giveforward.com, if they're not able to do that and they still want to help, what about an address? Have you set up a P.O. box or an address that they can send it to you?
You can send a check, money order, however you want to do it. I'll give you out my address. It's 201 Turf Trail Place. That is Fountain, Colorado, zip code 80817.
And that is 201 yep. First Trail. Say that again. Say it slow where I can write all this down.
It's First Trail. Yeah, I know. You're a little slow, Chris.
I am. I don't profess to be fast or educated. I just do my best.
No, it's 201 Turf, T-U-R-F.
Turf.
Yep, like the football field.
Okay, 201 Turf.
Yep. Trail.
All right.
T-R-A-I-L, Place.
Place, okay.
Yep.
All right. All right, so 201
Colorado.
Turf Trail Place. And it's
yep.
What, Colorado?
Fountain, like the water fountain.
Fountain.
Yep.
Fountain, Colorado.
Yep.
All right, and it's
80817.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
All right, I've got it right here. So now I can put it out over the airwaves, put it out to all our barbecue community. I know we've got a lot of brothers and sisters listening. Like I say, if they don't listen right now, they do listen later, and we will repeat that several times during the show, because I know mm-hmm. we can help. I'm ready. It's not even a hurdle. We're gonna talk knock this out.
And also, we're working on. It's going to be kind of a fast organizing, but I know we can get it done. We are working on doing a fundraising event back in my hometown in Oklahoma. We're pushing for August 24th. What we're going to do is we're going to have a walk that morning where people can come sign up for the walk. And after the walk, we're going to have a barbecue lunch.
Right.
And where we can, you know, raise some money that way, and I'm working on getting some different, you know, prizes, you know, for silent auctions and stuff like that. So if there's anybody out there that's willing to donate some barbecue items or anything else that we can use in a silent auction, go ahead and you know, get in touch with me or go ahead, you know, with my address there and send them to me, and we'll put it all to good use to see if we can't raise all this money for my daughter.
Well, I'm sure, like I've said before, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there ready to help, and as soon as they hear this, they're ready to jump on board. I just want to do my part and do all I can to help, so we're going to get it out there, and we're going to repeat that several times during the show, and we're going to make it happen.
And also, if there's anybody available that, you know, that Friday night to help, you know, there in Oklahoma to come out and cook, I'm not going to be able to personally bring my smoker down that weekend, so I'm going to be looking for, you know, some help in that part to help cook. We're
right.
looking at some pork butts, maybe some briskets. I'm working that also. So we'll make it all happen.
I'm sure you will. I have no doubt about it. That is it's just going to work. And that's in Oklahoma.
Yep.
And I'm not sure, does Oklahoma have a barbecue association like we do here in Tennessee or Florida?
No,
or
they
Georgia?
Sure don't.
They don't?
Nope. Nope.
What about Colorado?
Yes, Colorado does. The Rocky Mountain Barbecue
Rocky
Association.
Mountain.
Yep.
Yes, okay. All right, well, I'm sure if we have some Oklahoma listeners, if we don't, we're gonna work on that and get some.
Yep.
That's one thing great about the barbecue community. There are barbecuers everywhere. Barbecuers everywhere, and you know as well as I do, they're on board to help. You always see them wanting to help this person or this cause or this fundraiser. They're going to jump on board, you know. And
yeah, it's
going to be
one big family.
Well, it really is. It really is. People that don't barbecue don't realize that. People that get into it, they will realize it. It is just one. It's, it is. It's it, just like competitions. And I just think we will join forces, pull together, and I'm just more than confident things will happen positive right there in hell. I know we're gonna spread the word, share the love, and just wish Madison, pray for her, and wish her the very best, and just make it happen.
Yep. Well, we appreciate right. you know you having you know me come on here and put all this information out.
Well, you're quite welcome. That's just part of it. We do. I mean, you're a friend. You're a fellow barbecuer. First and foremost, you're a friend, and I'm glad to have you on. I love you when you call in, and you're part of the family. So we're going to do all we can to help. So right now, I'm going to go on and give that a shout out. This will be our first one for tonight. We're talking with Roy Powell, Salt from the Sky Barbecue Team. He is was here in Tennessee. Now he is in Colorado, and he has a special fundraiser going on right now for his daughter Madison. They are trying to get this going. They need a seizure dog. What exactly is that called, Roy? How do they? Is that what it is, just a seizure?
It's a seizure alert dog is what it is. It's like, you know, basically a service dog.
Okay. And, yep. And there's several ways that we can contribute and help Roy. Go to his Facebook page. There is a link there you can click on, and it will take you right to where you can go. The link is... GiveForward.com. It's Madison Seizure Dog Fund. That's correct, isn't it, Roy?
Yes. Yep.
And you just follow the steps, and any help is greatly appreciated. This is something we feel strong about. We want to get the word out. If you can't help monetarily, you can help spread the word. Get it out there for Roy. It's giveforward.com, Madison's Seizure Dog Fund. And if you need an address to send it to, it's Roy Powell. Look him up on Facebook. Roy Powell, 201 Turf Trail Place, Fountain, Colorado, 80817. So that is the address for Roy. If you would like to mail some help, the fundraiser, site is giveforward.com, and we are going to kick this off and get the smoke rolling on this and help Roy out. So, Roy, we will mention this the show two more times tonight. We'll do it in 30-minute increments, so we will get it out there, brother.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Quite welcome. Quite welcome. We'll get it out there, and we'll make it happen. And God bless you, and we'll get this straightened out. We'll help make it happen, brother.
All right. Well, we thank you, and I hate to get off of here, but I've got to make a couple of phone calls back to Oklahoma. So
I understand. I do understand. I knew you were on a tight ship, short schedule. So take care of what you need to. God bless you, and we'll talk soon. If you need me, just give me a call. This is Roy Powell, Salt from the Sky Barbecue Team. Roy, let's smoke roll, brother, and have a good night, okay?
All right, you too, Chris. Take care, Keith.
All right. All right, Roy.
All righty. Bye.
All right. We're going to continue the show right now. We just queued in Blake Moody, Tortoise Q. Blake, what's going on tonight, brother?
What's up, Chris Chadwick?
How you doing?
Man, Roy Powell, man, that's heavy, bud.
I know it. I know it. We're just going to join forces and pull together and make it happen for you.
Absolutely. I didn't catch all of it. I just buzzed in a few minutes ago, but shoot, anything to do with helping out his babies, you know, we'll
I know
what you said, just give what you can. If you can't, then damn, spread the word on Facebook. How hard is that, you know?
That's right. You know, he has a link on his Facebook page, and we noticed that this morning. I noticed Keith shared it. Goob shared it. I shared it. Several other people shared it. But we'll continue sharing that and spreading the word every day. And you click on that link, and it goes to giveforward.com. And then it takes you on through. But it's really a really good thing. We're gonna do all we can for him. And I just wanted to get that out there tonight because, you know, if just one person here tells another person, hey, it's going to help them tremendously. And that's what it's all about. That's what barbecue's all about. We help each other. We help our fellow brother and sister. And,
absolutely. Yeah, someone may hear about his part of the country have a real easy fix for him. You know, that's
yeah.
That may just come from, you know, someone sharing something, just putting in the right hands.
That's right.
I'm all for that. That's gonna be shared all over my friends list. Better believe that.
Well, I know he appreciates it. We all appreciate it. You know how we are around here. We're all family, especially. That's just how we are. And we'll make it. We'll make that happen. We sure will. We'll help Roy out, help Lil Madison out, and I'm just excited to be a part and do what we can. But So Blake, tell us. What about Georgia this past weekend? I want to hear some details. Fill us in. Me and Webb would love to hear what was going on down there.
Oh, good God, man! It had only been it would have only been better if it was in Florida. Stump had it. He had him a competition cooking school this weekend, right there at Stump Smokers headquarters, and damn it, he rolled out the red carpet for us. Got to meet in person another fellow barbecue brother, Junior Urias.
Yep.
And damn it, man. Everybody in that class was just awesome to just, you know, spend some time with and bullshit. But, man, Junior and Stump, those guys just impressed the heck out of me. Just
really.
You hear about someone and, you know, you know about the products, and you see them, you kind of follow them on Facebook or whatever. But man, these are good cats right here.
Get to meet them, it makes it that much more better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it puts a face with a name, and it just lets you know that Junior's got a dynamite rub as it is, but Junior is also a dynamite person. You spend hours and you spend days with the cat, and it's just really impressed with. I always, you know, respected that man's hustle. I always saw him, doing what he could to get the word out and get that product out there. And a lot of teams have success with that rub, but you meet him in person, and you're like, God damn, that's a good dude, you know, and you want to support him even more, basically.
Right.
But,
Well, me and Junior talk quite often, and he is a fine fella. I think the world of him. And I thought that before, you know, I started using his rub. You know, we would talk. And matter of fact, a quick little story. I don't know if I've told this. I know I hadn't told it lately. But when I did the Sunday evening show, Sunday evening, when I started doing the Sunday evening show, we had no listeners, pretty much, you know, just a handful of listeners, not really any archive listens. You know, it was just a new spot for me. It was a new spot, so I started working it and doing it. You know, and when I first started doing the show, yes, I was nervous. Yes, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what I was going to say for 2 hours, especially, and I didn't know if anybody would call in. So
that's right.
He knew I wasn't going to be talking a whole lot, so.
Keith Webb is Mr. Excitement. Let me tell you, he just cannot keep his mouth shut.
That's right.
Ooh. So we started doing the radio show, and you know, each show got a little better and got a little better and had a few more callers and a few more friends calling in and meeting a few more people. And, I mean, it's been dynamite to meet such awesome people across the nation. And that's why I encourage everybody to call in and talk to the Pitmasters, because once they talk to you, they talk to Keith Webb, or talk to Junior, or talk to Roy Powell, or Goob, or Jeremy Moyers, or any of the guys that call in, Tim Seals, Cody, Toby, any of the guys that call in, when they start talking and meeting and getting to know you, man, it's just like, can't wait till next show to just talk and have some more fun, you know? It's just really, that's what it is. And
absolutely.
So, you know, it gradually progressed, and I had Super Bowl Sunday night. I had to do a show on Super Bowl Sunday night. You know, who's going to call in? You know, just like tonight, you know, we want to give a shout-out to Diva Q and her Travel Channel show. I'm sure a lot of guys are watching. I hate that I'm not being able to watch it right now, but I'll hopefully catch it later. Maybe it'll re-air late tonight, and I'll watch it tonight, because I enjoy watching that show. You know, you had Pitmaster Sierra on there with Chris Jones, two big Texans on there doing their thing with Diva Q, eating barbecue, just like movie stars. You know, they're movie stars now.
They are now.
So, yeah. So, back to the story. So, anyhow, Super Bowl Sunday night. Nobody's going to call in. We go to a Super Bowl party, okay, in another city. So I take my laptop and get ready for the studio board, and I go get in the room. Everybody's in there drinking, eating chicken wings, having a great time, watching the Super Bowl. Well, here I am in this room with the door shut, trying to do a barbecue show.
Going to work, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. And so we talk, and, you know, I don't get any callers much. Of course, the board's not working right at all. I don't know what the deal is. You know, their internet's slow. I don't know. But it's just
right.
Nothing's happening.
Nope.
Well, I finally get a caller, and I didn't even cue them in. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. The board, it was just crazy. And so it was Junior. So me and Junior start talking, and we talk, and we talk, and we just talk barbecue, and we have a great time. And before you know it, we are out of time. We're talking, and we're recording. In archives, we're still talking. So we just have a big old time, and from there on out, you know, we just talk and have a great time every time we get together. But that was my first, one of my first times really getting to talk to Junior. And we just had a big time, and just it's just been great from there. Sure has. And I'm going to take a minute to refresh your studio board, because I don't want to miss anybody tonight. It's kind of a laid-back show. We got a few invites out. I don't know if they're going to be able to make it in or not, because it was a short notice. I've been busy this week working and trying to get some things happening, and I haven't had a lot of radio time.
Did you hear about a day job, man? You got a day job, Chris
Chadwick? Yeah. You know, I fit that in sometimes.
I'm telling you.
So we're also running the chat tonight, guys. If y'all can't call in, you want to talk or interact, we do have a chat room open. We've got several guys in the chat room. Just chat away. We'll get it going. Just not much going on in the chat room, but if y'all want to stir it up, I will get in there and hang with you. We have got a big event coming up. next weekend. I'm excited about it. It's going to be the Henry County State Fair Barbecue Competition right there in Paris, Tennessee. And I'm really excited about just going and cooking and getting to see everybody. And I don't know about Keith Webb. He's in that lineup. We're gonna have about a 30-team show over there, and it's a lot of good cooks. So it's gonna be a serious competition. Keith Webb, did you know that? We've got several teams. We've actually got Jason coming over with his Holland, and this is one of the only barbecue competitions, guys, that you can use a gas grill.
Around here, anyway, right?
Yes, sir. I don't know about anywhere else, but it's the only one I know of.
Yeah, he's excited. He said he's nervous, but he's excited.
Well, we'll welcome him in. We won't give him too much heck.
not too much.
No, but I'm going to give him some. He better expect some. We're going to have a good time. I'm like a big kid at the competition. We have a big time. That's no doubt. And he is actually the Holland Grill representative for this area, and he's bringing his Hollands up, and he's going to cook it. He's going to let the smoke roll these gas grills, and we're going to go over and give him a little. But we welcome him. We're glad. I'm glad he's coming to cook. I tried to encourage him to come do that. No, but
hey, part of my team's defecting me over here.
What is it?
Going, part of my team's already defecting since you're going to help Jason.
Really? Well, you know what? It's only going to be after 12 anyhow. You know, she won't get there after 12 on charity, so.
What I just told her. It's not going to work because she'll be at work.
That's right.
I ain't got enough team members as it is. I can't afford none to defect.
Well, I tell you what, I've already made my mind up. If nobody can make it, you know, it's just going to be me. I'll just do an Iron Man cook.
There you go.
Before, and I'm just going to go and have some fun.
My buddy said he'll be there, so I'll be all right.
Well, that's all right. You know, it's very important. Blake, do you have many team members on your team?
I've got on my little personal team, I've got a real good friend of mine. He's been there since the beginning. It's his team as much as it's my team, and that's the Tortoise Q team.
Right.
The last comp we cooked, he couldn't make it, so I'd met this dude. And he was telling me, oh, man, I'm building a pit. Seemed like a real nice guy. Was trying to get in a barbecue. I, you know, try to do this, you know, this guy solid and pay it forward and I let him cook with me.
Yeah.
Luckily, he turned out to be a real good dude. Like, really, you know. it wasn't like a massive comp or none, but it was, you know, we're there to have a good showing, at least, you know.
Well.
Right, yeah. Turned out to be a real good dude. And, we've all been helped, someone just to get us from, you know, take us from a 3 to a 6 or a 7, you know, just show us the landscape.
Right.
And, I think he learned a ton. He got to see a ton and, he just got to meet a lot of people, cook on a lot of different cookers, and I tell you what, man, you got an extra set of hands there. Even if they're not worth a damn, so much better than rolling solo sometimes, because we're always rolling into these things Friday night late, and any help's appreciated. That's for sure.
You got that right.
Yeah. I know you're right. But the big team I'm lucky enough to cook on, and this is just one of those lucky situations. I got just lucked out. That team, You Rub Me Raw, had a Baxley, Georgia.
Yeah.
Now, this old cat, he don't need nobody around, but he was nice enough to – he said, hey, man, you can come cook with me. So, shit, he ever gives me the holler, man, I'm telling you, I'm there to wash dishes. What's funny is he lives in, Baxley, and, it's like where? It's middle of nowhere, and I live in Jacksonville, so he's sometimes I can find some stuff that he's looking for.
right.
Talent to have, but the sticks don't have, So that's
right.
That's one real small thing that I try to just. I'm just blessed to be able to cook with him because this man he don't need me around, but God damn it, he's a good friend, and I just enjoy cooking with him.
That's what matters. That's what it's all about. That's what barbecue's about. We say this time and time again. When you go to a competition, you go and you see people that you hadn't seen in a year, but you felt like you missed. You really missed them, and you enjoy visiting them. You enjoy visiting their friends. It's just one big group of people really coming together and having a great time, setting everything else aside, setting the world issues aside, setting, whatever issues they have aside. That's what I like to do. We all have our own issues, and once we go to a barbecue comp, it's just like this barbecue show. It's all good. We're having a good time. We're talking good. We're not talking any bad. We're not going to have all that mess. We're just going to keep it real, keep it good. And everybody enjoys that. Everybody needs some good in their life. And that's what this show's about, bar none. If we're not having fun and we're not preaching something good, we're just not going to do it. And when it gets to where I don't want to do it or I'm not having a good time doing it, and it's bringing me down instead of lifting me up, then I won't do it. But I do love doing this. I love talking to all you guys. I love for people to call in the number 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. Pick that phone up, dial that number, call in. Let's talk barbecue. Let's talk smoke. Join in. We have got Blake Moody, Tortescue in the house with us live tonight. We've got Keith Webb, Pirate Port, live in the house with us tonight. We have had Roy Powell, Salt from the Sky barbecue team, live with us tonight. We do want to go on and give him a shout out. Roy has a special fundraiser going on right now. I would greatly appreciate it. Just go to his Facebook page, click on the link, read that, check it out. Spread the word. Get it out there. Spread the word. We've got thousands of barbecue brothers and sisters out there. Just spread the word. Read it, check it out. It's not gonna be a big hurdle for Roy. They're gonna take care of this. I have a big feeling that it's just gonna take care of itself, and I feel strong about that. Roy Powell, Assault from the Sky Barbecue Team. Look him up on Facebook. Check that link out. We just have a good time here, and we had a few invites out. I know it was last minute because I wasn't able to get some things lined up like I wanted to tonight. What about Pitmasters this past Sunday night? Has anybody seen or heard anything about that?
I've heard of it without actually being able to see it.
I hear you. I wasn't able to watch that either. I know they had a cook. I'm not sure what they cooked. I know Rod Gray came out victorious. Congratulate Rod on that big win. That's his second Pitmaster showing. Rod's a fine cook and does a school. He travels all over. He is a competition professional cook, and we've got mutual friends. I've never really not got to talk to him yet, but I'm ready to get a hold of him and talk to him. I just want to meet him and when you talk to all these guys that do all these cooks all the time, they've got it down pat. I mean, you can always learn a little something from them. you know, I mean, always. And that's one of the things that I enjoy, talking to all these special pit masters. You know, they always have something dynamite going on, special knowledge. They love to share some of it. They can't share it all, but they love to share some of it. And just like me, I tell you, don't burn your chicken. That's one of my that's one of my special shares tonight. Don't burn your chicken. Don't cook it. Don't overcook it. Don't dry it out.
It's too late.
I'm telling you. Matter of fact, my daughter is back home. She's been gone for 2 weeks. She has rubbed up and got the chicken cooking right now, and I can't wait for supper this evening after the show. I know it's going to be delicious, and I can't wait. She's telling me supper's almost ready, but we're going to have to wait another 45-6 minutes, because we have got 46 minutes left in the show tonight right here on BBQSuperstars.com, BlogTalkRadio.com. The number to call, 347-202-0263. So what special tip do you have tonight to share with us, Blake Moody? What's something you learned at Stump's Cook School this past weekend?
Now, look, Stump's he's a good old country boy. If I get on Blog Talk Radio and start telling his secrets.
No, we don't want secrets. We just want to know something you learned from the school, just a highlight. We don't want you to tell the whole. We wouldn't do that to Brother Stump's. We Brother Stump's has been on the show. We would do nothing but promote Stump's, promote his cookers. But we want to hear something special that you learned.
I'm giving you a hard time. Well, if you hear this little racket in the background, I'm cooking some chicken wings on a Weber kettle.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, just one thing.
Are you cooking holes or did you cut them up?
Well, okay, now, because of my wife, I cut them up. Okay?
Okay.
If it was me, I'd just pour them right out of the bag. You know, rub them, throw them on.
Right.
But, you know, the more you cook, the more you get a better feeling. You know, you can get a thermopin, you know, just to make sure you're, you know, in the wheelhouse. But, you know, if I'd have had my way, I'd have smoked these wings. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'd have fired up a cooker. I don't have a, one of your sponsors, Green Mountain Grill. That name came up this weekend. That's a great cooker,
right.
and that's an easy cooker. You know, if I come out here and turn on a Green Mountain Grill, I'd be cooking on a Green Mountain Grill tonight. But this old Weber kettle fires up pretty fast.
It does. Weber kettle is hard to beat.
Man, that was the first one, man. It's the last man standing right here. But I'll tell you one thing I noticed, and this is just, it kind of goes back to that Junior Reyes, is, man, Texas has got it going on with the barbecue rubs.
They do.
Man, it's just got that pepper note. You know, they like it hot, but nothing I got from Texas is real hot, but,
it's spicy.
Damn, I mean, that's some flavorful stuff, you know?
Right, it is. And you notice that I don't personally think it has any sugar in it. It doesn't have a sweet hint to it, to me.
Right, right.
You know, it's more of a salty, peppery, heated flavor. And I like that. I really do. I like that. But, you know, right here in Tennessee, KCBS events, if you're not cooking with something sweet, you might as well hang it up. Now, that's just a fact. If it doesn't have sweet in it, you just might as well hang that bad boy up, because you're not going anywhere. Y'all agree with that? Do you cook KCBS?
Yeah.
You cook KCBS, Blake?
I do.
Okay. All right. And then you've got FBA. Is FBA is flavor profile basically like KCBS, they basically use the same structure.
Well, KCBS, you can get away with a little more heat.
Right.
Where, if you could turn it into possible, you would walk.
Right.
That's FBA likes that sweet, sweet. And I'm talking about a little bit south in Florida. I'm in North Florida.
Right.
My buddy calls it South Georgia. you can tell by my accent. But, KCBS, you get a little bite. But FBA, just like you said about Tennessee, you making some candy, you know?
Well, I agree with that. You know, it's going to be sweeter, but no, I really like my flavor profiles, and I like the sweetness to what I turn in. You know, some people say that they're not going to eat what they turn in because it's so sweet. But now, what about you, Keith? I like mine. Do you like your flavor profiles, your sweetness that you have in your?
I mean, I've always heard that too. A lot of people talk about how you don't want to eat competition meat, but mine, I like it. I guess it's not, mine is maybe not so strong like they're talking about.
Well, I like, I do like the sweet. I like what I turn in. I mean, I do. I'm satisfied with it. I'm just well satisfied with what I turn in. I like the flavor.
I like it when I'm not happy with it, because I do better when I ain't happy with it. So.
Oh, I understand. You know, you feel that it's time and time again. You feel like you've got a dynamite cook lined up. You feel like you're spot on and ready to walk every category, and you don't get a call, and then you're just mad and upset that you turned that shit in. Pardon my French. And then you get calls left and right. It's crazy. It really is.
Every cook I thought had been disgusted at would do good, so I'm going to keep being disgusted at the cook.
Well, you know, I feel you. I feel your pain. I know what you're saying. We're just going to keep rocking and rolling, letting the smoke roll on that aspect of it. And, you know, I really got some flavor profiles down. I've been practicing a little bit, and, you know, a good cook still practices. And I'm not saying I'm a good cook. I'm just saying I've been practicing. And, I'm ready to go to Henry County, and I'll second guess myself when I get ready to turn that stuff in. But we're going to have a good time and cook some dynamite food.
Yeah, don't go second guessing yourself, Chris Chadwick.
I'm telling you, Chris Chadwick has to second guess himself sometimes, and I hate
don't
to
do
that.
Well,
don't I'm
do
not.
It.
I'm going to go in there head held high, and I'm going to rock and roll, and I'm just going to put it out there just like old school. I made some killer sauce this morning. Let me tell you, that barbecue sauce was fire. And jarred it, got it all canned up, cooked up, sealed, took it to work with me, and sold every bit of what I was planning on using. So I've got to make more soon. I really do. And I'm just telling you, the small batch is where the flavor is. You cook it in a big batch, you just can't get the same effect. And, you know, all these co-packers out there, they cook in 50-gallon, minimum 50-gallon batches, you know. They can cook larger batches, but 50 gallons, and here I am making 4, 5, 6 quarts at a time. So, or 6 pints at a time, you know, one small batch. You know, you always start off with your old favorite saucepan on the stove trying to make a batch of sauce. You know, if you want something different, if you want something, that's how I've always done it. My old favorite saucepan, it's right there on the eye. It's hot. I'm adding stuff here, adding that, trying to come up with a dynamite flavor. But that's how it works.
Hey, when you're making up your sauce, do you can the stuff and just throw it in your fridge, or do you actually boil the cans in, or the little jars themselves and, like, seal the deal?
No, you don't have to boil the jars, cook the sauce in the jars, because the sauce is coming out hot and it's already cooked. Your jars are sanitized. Yeah, your jars are already sanitized. You wash and you sanitize your jars. Have them ready. Which my lids, they're in boiling water when I'm removing them, putting them on. So I'm cooking my sauce. It is boiling, so that's telling me that it's 220 plus. Or two. What is it, 220 or 212? Boiling point. 220? Anyhow, it's boiling, so it's hot. It's cooked. I reduce it a little bit. I continuously stir it, which dissipates the heat. But it is cooked. It goes in a sanitized jar, hot. I put my lid on it, tighten her down, and when she cools off, it sucks the remaining air out of that, and it is sealed and it is canned. You do not have to refrigerate it. I mean, you can put it on a shelf, and it's got a shelf life. So I don't cook the jars in a bath of water like per se canning vegetables.
Okay. When you tighten that lid, you go ahead and tighten it all the way when you put the warm sauce in there.
I do. I tighten it. It's done. I don't touch it. And an hour or two later, you start hearing the sound of canning. Pop, pop, pop. The lids are sealing. And as it cools, it dissipates the heat and it seals itself. And it's sealed.
And you can always go back and look if it didn't pop. You know, you can put it in the fridge or whatever. It so happens it don't.
I have never had one jar not to seal doing it that way.
I hadn't either, I don't think.
Now, if you've got a bad lid or something, that's possible. But you just don't see it very often. But that technique right there is just time-tested. It is time and time again. I do full 16-ounce pints of my jars, and they're real mason jars. They're not China jars. They're ball jars, and it's just a good quality canning jar, and, you know, it goes out, and it has a shelf life. I would say, I know it would have a year shelf life, if not longer. But that's how I do it. You know, and it'll stay. You don't have to refrigerate it. Is that basically what you do, Keith?
Yep. It's just about exactly.
So, but the thing about my sauce is, and I'm not bragging by any means, but when somebody gets my sauce, it doesn't have a week's life to it. It's usually gone. And that's what I like. I like them to like it where they'll want more. You know, that's the key to a good barbecue sauce. You know, I bought some barbecue sauce this past weekend. That is a huge name sauce. And it was $5.99, which it wasn't even a full 16 ounces. And I was really anticipating tasting that sauce. I mean, when I got out of the grocery store and got in the car, I cracked that sauce open and I was tasting it. And, you know, some sauces, I don't know how they become so popular with the flavor that they have coming out of the jar like that. You know, I'm a firm believer if it tastes good coming out of the jar, it's going to taste better when it's on that meat. But when it doesn't taste good coming out of the jar, how in the world is it going to taste better on that meat? Explain that to me, guys. Do y'all have an opinion on that?
I'm kind of like you, man. It needs to taste good, period, you know, I think, for it to be good on me. I mean, if it don't taste good to me before, I just don't really want to put it on my food.
Right, right. Well, you know, and it's marketed and they sell it. It's in a huge grocery store line chain, and somebody has to be buying it. But, you know, I just don't understand it. So hopefully if I ever get mine marketed and people start tasting it, if I ever get mine marketed in grocery stores, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be there at a grocery store personally with that jar of sauce open at an end counter, end cap, or wherever they have me standing, and I'm going to be passing out samples of that sauce. You know, if somebody don't want to taste it, they don't have to, but I'm going to drag people over there to taste the sauce. You know, just old-fashioned marketing. I mean,
like a barbecue drug, you get them hooked on it, man. Get them tasting it, get them liking it, get them hooked on it.
Well, you're right. You know, it's that's how it is. And I just think that's the way to do it. You know, because if it's over there in a jar with a label on it and nobody knows what it is, and if it's $5 a jar or $4 a jar and you've got crap sitting there for 99 cents, which one are you going to buy? You see what I'm saying? So you've got to be there. You've got to market your product. And the grocery store isn't going to do it. You know, they're going to sit it on the shelf. If it sells, it sells. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So you've got to get there. You've got to have a marketing strategy. You've got to get out there and you've got to work that, work it. And, you know, you see all these new up-and-coming sauceteers, you know, that are in these grocery stores. They're there marketing their product, trying to sell it. And I really believe that's the way to do it. But that's a whole nother show, a whole nother time. That would take up, talking about sauce, that would take up another two or three shows. It's just, that's a huge conversation to carry right there. I know Barbecue Crawl is about to fire up. I believe it actually comes on at 7. I don't know if it comes on at 7 my time or 8 my time.
I think 7. Unless they do a double episode. Yeah, I think 7.
And I'm not sure where they're at this week, matter of fact.
Oh, for some reason my TV ain't picking up 49 tonight, and I just don't know why. It's kind of ticking me off.
Oh, me. Well, I don't know, guys. It's kind of laid back tonight. I've just been busy today. I did not have a lot of time to get a lot of things lined up or even advertise the show. One thing I will say, Monday morning, right there in Hall County, Pitt is going to air Barbecue Superstars morning show live. So we will be doing a live video morning show with Daryl Mass Monday morning. And I'm excited about that. I believe, matter of fact, the radio is going to come, and the paper's coming, and a few other people are coming. Not counting Pirate Port and Grilling and Chilling, they're going to come. So I don't know who all is going to be there, but we're going to have a big time. We're going to cook up something on that Green Mountain Grill. We're going to talk barbecue. We're going to take calls. And just have a good time. That's what it's all about. And hopefully we will have a few people calling in. It's going to be early. It'll probably air from 8 to 9, or I'm not sure, but I'll be posting that on Facebook. Can't wait for that. I'm excited about that. So we've got a busy week. We've got the Barbecue Superstar show to do. We've got a comp getting ready to do. And that's a whole week's worth of stuff, not counting work. So we've got a busy week planned out. What about you, Black Moody? What have you got planned for this coming week? When's your next cook?
Well, hey, what day did you say that you're going to be on that morning show?
It's going to be Monday morning.
Monday? Boy, shit, I know what I'm doing Monday morning.
There you go.
I'm not trying to avoid your question, but, dude, Daryl's got a great little morning show going on there.
He does, doesn't he? He's out there hitting it. He's cooking up some stuff. He's playing a little music. He's having a good time. You know, he's cooking on that FEC 500,
yep.
That pit. That's a nice pit. That's a pellet cooker. And, It's a good little show. I enjoy watching it in the morning. Matter of fact, I called in this morning just to holler at him and wound up talking to him for several minutes on the show. We opened and finished off the show and had a good time. You know, I was sitting here watching him on the computer talking to me. If that makes sense.
It does, man. I'm sitting in front of a computer, you know, during the week, and man, Daryl's trying to get me off the job with his little programming, because man, I tell you what, I do want to. It's a good damn show. I'm supposed to be working during that time, but I do think I'll see him update the Facebook feed or whatever. And, like, man, I wonder what Daryl's cooking this morning.
Yeah, that's right. I cooked London Brawl this morning, and a big old Dutch oven full of vegetables. And it looks really good. You know, he's doing it up. That's right, David Hughes with a shed tonight on Travel Channel.
Yeah, that'll be a good one right there.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah. Chef Sarah, you know, we had Chef Sarah on last week. And she's with the shed. She was with them rolling down to Virginia to a competition with the Food Network. And she's just posting right now on Facebook about that. And I can't wait to, I got to check it out. But, you know, it's just amazing how we go from talking to one person to another person to another person. And it's crazy how it all interconnects as far as the barbecue community goes. You know, it's just strange. Just like you going to Georgia, Blake, and cooking with Stomps and Junior and I'm going to wind up going to Texas the week after the Henry County Fair. I'm flying to Texas and going down for the Breast Fest, IBCA state championship cook down there. And I'm looking forward to that. I'll be hanging out with John Reeves, Cole, Lance Moore, Junior. I think Junior will be there. So we're going to have a big time there. I can't wait. Really looking forward to it.
That will be a blast.
I think so. I'm going to have to eat my Wheaties and stay up all night and have a big time. I'm ready. Hell yeah. I'm ready to go. Let's smoke roll in Texas and have a big time.
Well, I can't wait. That, Chris, you don't got to be the one watching the stick burner. So
that's right.
You stay up all night and sleep in, baby. You know,
that's right. You know, you're exactly right. I'm gonna do my part by all means. But I get to go visit and hang out and eat and just have a great time. I'm excited about it. I know it is gonna be one hell of a show. We're gonna let the smoke roll. Them boys are gonna roll out the red carpet for me. I'm already telling. We're just going to have a good time. There's a lot of fine people in Texas cooking. I mean, there's a lot of fine barbecue people in Texas. And I just can't wait to go down there and have a good time with them.
I tell you what, just the adventure alone, you know, these barbecue comps, they've taken me places I never would have gone, you know, on my own. And you're going to get to see some new towns and you know, meet some new folks that you've been talking to for years, and nice, and a big old barbecue comp thrown in there. So that's a recipe for a real good one.
I think so. I mean, that's just going to be fun. Can't wait. It's going to be a big time. Sure is. We'd like to try to do. I'm going to try to do a couple different things and try to reformat, do the show a little differently. It's not, I'm not changing. I just wanted to add a couple things, just like a product review. I'm going to have a product review and hopefully have somebody representing the product on the show. I'm working on that, getting shows, products in for the show. We're going to have a show and review, use and review kind of thing, and I'm looking forward to that. Also, we're going to have TBA talk, which we're going to try to finish the show up with a little Tennessee Barbecue Association talk. That is just something that's up and growing, and it's exciting to be a part of that. It's exciting to be involved. I know Keith Webb is. Usually anybody around here is fired up and is a part of the Tennessee Barbecue Association. That's www.tbabbq.com. That is our official website, and it's changing up a little bit, and we're going to have some new things in it. But we have TBA talk. I know we have established a cook in Fayetteville, Tennessee, on October the 19th. It will be a TBA shotgun rib shootout. It will have three categories. It will have ribeyes, chickens, and ribs. And that's a good cook. You can go. It's a one-day cook. It's not an expensive cook. Entry fee is $50. If you're not a member, it's $75, and that includes your membership to the TBA for a year. But it pays back everything it takes in. I know they already got 20-plus cooks there, and they've never had a cook there. They're going to have 20-plus teams there already.
They're going to have fun at that cook. We did it when it was blizzard out, and it was a blast. We'll have fun.
And, you know, it's not a rush cook. And the thing about a shotgun rib shootout is you can have your pit ready to roll, but you can't put any meat on until a certain time, until the shotgun goes off. And, I mean, we literally had a shotgun start. And you've got till X amount of time to get it all done. And, that's when turn-ins start. If you don't have it done, you're just out of luck. You know, it puts some challenge into it. So I know they're excited about it. I'm excited about being a part of that. They're excited about doing it. But that's in Fayetteville, Tennessee, and that is going to be on October 19th. So there's a lot of things going on with the TBA. You know, we're involved. We've been involved with several organization cooks here in Tennessee. We've hosted. We've actually sanctioned one. We sanctioned a couple this year. We've got several people on board, a lot of people talking TBA, TBA, TBA. So I'm proud to be a part of that. You know, Keith Webb's part of it. Roy Powell moved before he could become a part of it. And you're just going to have to move down here, Blake Moody, to become a part of it. So, you know, there's a lot of excitement going on with that. You know, like I say, we talk barbecue every day. And that's just how we – every day.
Every day.
And, our wives get tired of hearing about all this stuff all the time. You know, they'll support you for a while or act like they're supporting you, but they're really tired of hearing it. So we do enjoy that, though. We do. We really do. So any other things going on? You know, I'm waiting on, let's see, I will just have to bring in a couple other things. But the TBA talk, last few minutes of the show, that should be a good segment, especially for TBA members. Hopefully that will get some of the Tennessee Barbecue Association members involved. I don't know what it is. You know, a lot of people still don't understand how to listen to the show. So what I do is I try to inform them to click on the link. We do have another caller, guys. I've been on the chat board, and let me get this caller in queue. we want to welcome him to the show. This is John Reeves of Smoking Eggs. Let's cue him in and welcome John to the show. You're in live with the John.
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's happening tonight? How you doing, brother?
Man, I tell you what, I cannot complain. I've been hanging out with my wife and kids and got to have dinner, and I got to go by and see one of my sponsors and dropped off some shirts and previews and stuff, picked up a couple of banners and stuff. So, I mean, life is good, man. I'm kind of counting the days to kind of get you here. I need to get with you in the next day or so and get some information for you so I can get that plugged into some Southwest Airlines. So, we can get all that squared away. So, I mean, I'll tell you what, it's going to be here before we turn around, isn't it?
I'm telling you, it's just 2 weeks away. It's 2 weeks away, pretty much. Not this weekend. It's not this weekend, next weekend, but the weekend after. So it's 3 weekends away.
No, man, I'm pumped. I don't even know how to act.
Are you prepped? Are you ready for the cook? Have you got some stuff laid out, some stuff ready to roll, or you just do that last minute?
We've got one huge catering next week that's going to just throw everything that we have organized to the wind. We were planning on cooking this weekend at an IBCA event in New Mexico, and that just kind of fell through. We're just not going to be able to make it. It's just scheduling conflicts with Cole and I, and the main reason is Cole is freaking doing some stuff with that Starlight Foundation and Wounded Warrior and stuff, and he's going to be up in the mountains doing some scouting work, so those guys can have a good hunt in a couple of months. So, you know, we're going to have to avoid that cook. I hate to do it, but then we've got a huge catering next week. We got a bunch of ribeyes to cook and stuff. So I'm just, you know, everything we've got organized for competition is just going to go out the window. But then we'll get reorganized and get ready to cook out there when you show up. So, but we've been off the trail for a while, man. Man, there just hadn't been anything in the panhandle or anything anywhere near us in the last three weeks. And, you know, we're still a couple of weeks off. So it's been dead here. So I think we're kind of getting cold, but we're ready to hit the trail again.
Man, I tell you, it just comes up on you fast. It's hard to prepare for some of these things. I know we've got to get one ready. We've got to get one ready for next weekend, and I'm not even begun to get started being prepared. You know, I've got it all, but I just don't have it ready. And we're going to have some good cooks coming to this competition. It's going to be a fire cook. We're going to have a great time. Matter of fact, Monday morning, we're going to do a barbecue superstar morning show live from Hog County Pit here in McKenzie, Tennessee. Daryl Mass will be here videoing live. We're going to have a big show Monday morning. On the morning show, that's this coming Monday. So I'm excited about that.
That'll
be cool. It will. I'm excited about it. You know, we're gonna have a little studio set up, kind of, sort of. Keith Webb, Power Porter's gonna be in the house. He's gonna help us out, and grilling and chilling goo. He's gonna be there trying to help, and I just can't wait to hear what they all have to say.
I think
Keith Webb's
really
gonna be.
I watched this morning, it's going to be live.
That's a pretty good show this morning, wasn't it?
Man, I learned a lot and I laughed a lot. It was pretty good, man. I got a kick out of it. I can't complain. It got me moving this morning.
Well, see, that's going to get you wanting to watch it again, you know. So, see, that's what it's all about. You know, it's all in good humor, good intentions of, you know, it's just all good. It's all good. And we have a good time doing it. That's what it's all about. I just think we're going to have a big time doing it. You know, he's going to St. Louis this weekend, and he's coming back through here from St. Louis before he goes back to South Carolina. So that's what our plans are.
That's cool, man. That's cool. I got a real kick out of the very end of him singing. That was the highlight for me.
Oh, I'm telling you. He is one action-packed dynamite dude. I'm telling you, you never know what's going to come out of his mouth. That's for damn sure.
I got a real kick out of that. That's pretty funny, man. I don't know. I got hungry more than anything, and I sent you a text during the while you was on there and stuff. I got hungry. That's the biggest part that happened to me was, you know you have a good show. You're talking about food. When the fat guy starts looking through the kitchen, going, I know I've got some leftovers around here somewhere.
I'm telling you, we were talking food this morning, and we sometimes stray away from the barbecue, talking food on the barbecue show. I don't know how that happens, but it's easy to do. But we all talk food all the time. I mean, we're cooking it up, we're talking it. We're just having a big old time, and that's just how it works. But we continue to have a good time with it. That's what it's about. That's why I encourage everybody to call in, just to talk, barbecue. You know how it is. You do your show on Thursday nights, X Nation, and you understand, you try to get everybody involved. And I don't know if they're scared to call in or they don't want to. I don't know what it is, or they're shy, but, we don't have many shy people around here. We all have a good time. We let the smoke roll. We talk what we want to talk, and that's how it works. And usually we have somebody listening, If it's not two or three, it might be five or ten, but we usually have a pretty good bunch of people listening. And just have a good time.
That's the one thing I have yet to figure out, Chadwick. And you see our numbers, and we can see your numbers and stuff. And we know people are listening, on our show. We know they are. I mean, you can track it through a phone number or IP address. I guess that's how they do it. I mean, we don't see that. But, they track numbers and say how many live listens and different stuff you had and this, that, and another. Of course, like I said, it doesn't tell you who it is. It just says that you had X amount.
Right.
So we know people are listening, but it's sometimes it's like pulling teeth to get people to call in, and we really enjoy it. Maybe it's our format a little bit. We usually have a guest or two and then take questions and calls where you can kind of talk to the guests. Maybe it's our format. Maybe we need to change our format. I think we're as fluid as you are. If that's not the format that people are liking, well, man, let us know. Let's make a recommendation. Because we want to be a show just like you are. And I know you're the same way, where it's for the people. This is for the barbecue lovers, This is for us, it's the barbecue lovers. This is the Texas people. This is the, not just for the Texas people. People love Texas. Texas barbecue. And, we love Texas music. I mean, we just dig it. I'm open here, man. You got all recommendations? I'm listening.
Well, I just keep it real. I invite everybody to call in. I invite them to listen. I still have people asking me, how do you listen? How do you tune into your show? Just for the life of me, I try to explain it the best way I can. I said, just click on the link right under my post, and it'll take you right to it. And I still have people asking and requesting, and, it's usually it's after the show's over before I see some of the requests. So, naturally, I don't get to answer them all, and I do my best. But I get hundreds and hundreds of emails about the show. I get all kinds of messages about the show. So, I greatly appreciate that. I always encourage everybody to just if they have something they want to talk about, have something they want to review, send me a message. We'll hook up. We'll talk. We'll call each other. We'll make it happen. So I just don't know what else to do. A podcast show is a little harder to do than like a radio show, and we just have a good time, and we love to talk barbecue, and we love to introduce new teams to the media, to the world, and We just like to keep it that way. So that's what we're gonna continue to do that until we don't do a show anymore and just make it work that way. That's my whole objective. We we've got you calling in, we've got Roy Powell calling in, we've got Keith Webb calling in tonight, we've got Blake Moody calling in, we've got all the Q crew calling in, you know, and we're talking barbecue and we're just talking sauces, whatever we want to talk, we talk it and we invite everybody to join in and bring more conversation to us, and that's just how we're going to do it. We're just going to keep it real, and it's really worked well for me. You can go scroll back numbers and see this and that, and you know, we talk numbers, guys. All it is we kind of get an idea of how many people are listening to our show, and you know, we feel like the more people listen, the better we're doing our job. So we just continue to try to strive to do a better show and better job, and we want to invite everybody to call in. That's what it's all about. You know, we just spread the word barbecue is all it is. Let me take a breath after that. Somebody better start talking. Man, you know, and like I was saying earlier, you know, I know we sound so city-fied around here on this show. Suave, debonair, no country to us about it, no country. So, I don't know where that comes from, but, you know, that's right. They might be tapping in. We're going overseas right now. But we have a good time, bottom line. We're going to have a good time. I do want to give a shout out before we run out of time tonight. We talked to Roy Powell earlier, and Roy has started a fundraiser for his daughter Madison. They're in need of a seizure dog. It's a seizure alert dog is what it actually is. And Roy has a link on his page. That's Roy Powell. Go to his Facebook page and check out the link for Madison's Seizure Dog Fund. It is through giveforward.com, and it is something very special. So just go check that out and see exactly what that's all about. If you don't want to go to giveforward.com, just go to, if you want to write this address down, it's Roy Powell, 201 Turf Trail Place, and that's in Fountain, Colorado, 80817. They've got a fundraiser to raise funds for this not a drug dog, it's a seizure alert dog. And it's amazing how they train these animals to do those special things. And I know if it was my daughter, I would be doing the same thing. So we definitely want to help Roy out and spread the word. Do what we can to help him out, but check that out. It's very special. He's a very special guy, and he is in the military, and I just feel strong about that. We're gonna spread the word as much as we possibly can. So, anything else, guys? We want to add before we run out of time tonight. I've just been rattling off tonight. It's just hard not to talk about some things sometimes. You know what I mean? This is just it's been a nice, low-key show tonight. We've just talked some good barbecue, talked some events, talked barbecue sauce, which my Hall County sauce is just phenomenal. It is the best sauce on this planet. It is time to get in touch with Chris Chadwick right here on Facebook. If you want a good barbecue sauce, I will hook you up. Just give me a call, message me, and I will take care of that. Now, how many times, guys, do y'all hear me do that?
I've only heard it one time.
That's it. And if it's not sauce, it's let the smoke roll rough. So I'm just bringing. Listen, I don't know how I'm gonna pack it all. I don't even know weight limits on these suitcases or what. But I'm probably gonna have a hell of a time getting through security with all this. What's all that sauce doing in your case? So we'll see. We'll see how that flies. We'll check it all out, no doubt.
We're gonna be excited to have you.
Well, I'm excited about it. You know, it just hadn't sank in really yet. It won't until I'm in the air and landing. But I'm ready. I'm ready. It's just looking forward to it, and just I'm ready to have a big time, and I can't wait. Just can't wait. You know, it's just been it's been a good show. We've just talked barbecue tonight. It's been a quiet show. You know, if they all can't be big bang shows. But this has been a great show because I've enjoyed just talking barbecue and talking some smack with you. Keith, I'll let you start. Keith, and I'm trying, my board is froze up, but Keith, you can give a shout out. And John, and I'm trying to get Blake queued back in. I can't get him queued in yet. Give him a shout out, Keith.
Keith Webb, Pirate Pork. Please look us up on Facebook. Like our page. We like the likes.
Like the likes. I hear you, brother. Like the likes. John, go on, son. Give him a shout out.
It's John Reeves of Smoking X. Same story. Find us on Facebook, Smoking X. Like our page. You can check us out. We'll post links and stuff tomorrow night. And, you know, you never know. Old Chadwick may join in on our show tomorrow night. So he's been known to drop in a time or two. So, but just find us on Facebook, Smoking X.
That's right, Smoking X or X Nation on Thursday night, 6 to 8, barbecuesuperstars.com. Mr. Blake Moody, you're queued back in, my friend. Give us a shout out.
Hey, man. Yeah, this sorry-ass iPhone. I must be turning that thing off with my face or something. I kept hitting the button. Yeah, I'm gonna encourage everybody go over to Pirate Pork, go like that damn page. That's Keith Webb. Go over there and like that page.
Like
John Webb's
page.
Exactly. Like them all. Like them all.
Like it. Like it twice if you can. Yeah, Smoking X, man. That's a good Thursday night show. Chris Chadwick, man, you be careful down there in Texas. Them boys carry their revolvers in their left boot. That's what I hear.
Shit, I'm
wearing
mine on my hip.
So, man, it's always a blast, man. Sorry if I was making a wreck in the background. The chicken wings and the corn turned out outstanding. I got the nod from the wife. You know, the I'm watching TV, but I'm nodding because it's good. Nod. A plus all the way, man. Y'all want
to
find
that's,
me?
That's the way to do it. Get them good nods.
Yeah, you keep the boss happy. You know,
that's
you're
right.
In good.
You got it.
But go ahead.
Well, I tell you what, it's sure been a pleasure. You're breaking up. I don't know if you're breaking up. Your phone's breaking up. It's quitting.
Oh, shit. You hear me?
Yeah, I do now. I can hear you now.
Okay, Roy Powell, y'all go over there. If y'all can't give nothing, go share that information. Because, you know, flipping chicken wings and you know, letting the smoke roll. We do this for fun, but he's dealing with some even realer shit right now. So
right.
Go over there. If you can't go there, that's fine. Just spread the word. That's how we're gonna find a solution to this. And you want to find me? I'm on Tortoise Q on Facebook. So Chris, man, always a blast, brother. I appreciate you having me on.
You're quite welcome. I appreciate you calling in, Blake. Just like all you guys, you know, it's always a pleasure to have all of you. And it's a pleasure to have y'all on the show talking barbecue. I thank all the listeners for listening. our page, share our show, share the word of barbecue. That's what we do right here. We share the word. We love barbecue. That's what it's all about. I thoroughly, really, sincerely enjoy this show. I enjoy doing it. It's just it's good when it's good, and it's great when it's even better when it's great. So just continue to share the word and keep supporting barbecue 100%. That's just the way we roll around here. I want to give a shout out to all my sponsors, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, Green Mountain Grills, Maverick Housewares, Grill Grate, Meat Rake, PitbullsBarbecueSchool.com, Junior's Rub for Grub, all of my great sponsors. I greatly appreciate everything you do for me. I'm kicking the word out. I'm trying to support you and just make it happen. I support all barbecue, everything, 100%. Guys, y'all spread the word on the show. I'd love to have you call in. I'd love to have you on the show talking barbecue, talking your products. We do spread the word, and we do 100% support barbecue, everything, anything. Remember to check out smoking. Well, I didn't want to say smoking. It's X Nation, Smoking X, Thursday nights. Check the show out. It's a dynamite show. Friday night, you got Daryl Mass live in the house. Friday Night Lights. Sunday night kicks off the week with Lance Moore, West Texas Pitmasters. Be sure to tune in to his show. Monday night, Jim Bird, Killer Bees. Tuesday night, Chad Ward, Whiskey Bent Pit. And back around the Wednesday night, Chris Chadwick. Letting the smoke roll as always on Let's Talk Smoke. This is Chris Chadwick. We have had a wonderful show. I greatly appreciate everyone calling in, everybody listening tonight. Be sure to share the page, the show page, and listen to archives. That helps our numbers. We appreciate that. And I do want to give out a shout-out to Roy Powell once again. Go to his Facebook page. Click on the fundraising link for Madison. Check it out. We will greatly appreciate it. Well, this is all the time we have. Chris Chadwick, BarbecueSuperstars.com, all the Q crew. We've had a great show. Appreciate everybody listening in tonight. We're going to continue to let the smoke roll. Talk about it Monday morning on the Monday Morning Barbecue Show live on Barbecue Superstars. We will be doing live video feed. So there's a lot of excitement going on. Have a great weekend. Best of smoke to all of you this weekend. If you're going and competing, may your name be called last. This is Chris Chadwick. Let's Talk Smoke. I'm out of here, guys. Y'all have a great night.